the Casual Anime Podcast. We're gonna pretend that no time at all has passed, and we're back again. I'm Frederick, and lurking in the shadows is Karsten.
Hello, hello.
Hello, Karsten.
We are back from the dead, I think.
We were not gonna address that. We're just gonna smooth it all over and pretend we'd never gone. But okay, if that's how you want to play it.
Yeah, I mean, it's been, couple of years? No. No, some months have passed since last episode, and
I think we've slipped in a few episodes here and there, but yeah, I was gonna just ignore that and move on. So as the title suggests, we're gonna talk about Spy and Family, and there's currently been 8 episodes released, a collaboration between Studio Wit and Cloverworks, and you can watch them all on Crunchyroll. And I assume you did that, Karsten.
Of course, of course. What a nice... it sounds like you were sponsored by Crunchyroll.
Well, I think we're a ways from there. But yeah, I think it's important to support the anime industry, even though there's a lot of shady actors in there.
Yes.
Crunchyroll being one of them. But, if that money reaches Japan, I guess that's
I mean, you have Crunchyroll and High Dive now, since they ate up Funimation, so
yeah. But what I was saying is, if some of that money reaches Japan, I think that's a good thing, and I hope it does. So yeah. But anyways, to summarize, I think this story is about a spy who's trying to infiltrate the highest levels of a foreign government in order to, in order to do so, he needs a fake wife and a fake child, and he needs to enroll that child into a prestigious school and then get 8 top grades in order to get into the social circles required for the mission to succeed. And in the process, he accidentally gets an assassin wife and a psychic child. And that's basically the story. And all hilarity ensues from there.
Oh, well summarized. When do you think the fake taxi is coming in?
Oh, I hope it doesn't. but they have a thing for kidnapping, so maybe. I don't know.
Maybe. So do you think they've taken this... We need to talk about this because it's our favorite show. Hunter x Hunter.
The title.
You think they've catched some inspiration, or?
Yeah, I wanted to talk to you about the title, actually, because is it Spy x Family? Is it Spy Family? Or is it perhaps Spy and Family?
I'm just saying Spy Family.
Yeah, I think that makes the most sense. I think that's the Japanese name as well, so yeah. It's definitely a play on Hunter.
But then again, you know, it doesn't really say the... Sure, it's the spy, but in the later episodes, it's kind of more like Spy X Assassination X Family. And SS.
Yeah, because I don't know if the spy is even the most important character in this story. I mean, he is supposed to be the main character, but I don't think the show will continue if one of the other characters disappears. That's basically it. This is the core. We're not leaving this core.
And I think you're right there. And when they introduced the character in episode 8, which is the brother, it's spoilers, by the way. So you know.
Spoilers is fine. We've always done spoilers.
Yeah. I'm just saying to them.
Yeah. A little late.
I mean, I just felt the character introduction in episode 8 was... It kind of gave the show a whole new meaning to me. It's kind of like L and Light.
Yeah.
That one.
But both are blumbering idiots when it comes to the people closest to them, I guess.
And I mean, Lloyd kind of deduces what his background is, but
Yeah, but he has an easier job of it though, because, I mean, he knows who he is, while we don't even know Lloyd's real name. We only know he's called Twilight in the spy circles. So he might even have a family outside of this. Probably not, but yeah.
Probably not. He kind of starts the show with he hates kids and any connection with anyone.
Yeah, and I think I'm right to say that we both would recommend watching this anime, right?
Yeah, if you want a fun, kind of exciting, kind of challenge you to pay attention, you should watch this.
I think fun is the key word because it is fun, it's artistic, and it has some effort put into it. But I mean, if you think over a couple of, or if you think too hard over a couple of these things, you're not gonna enjoy it at all. So I guess you just have to enjoy what is happening on screen and then just don't think too hard about the logic of what the characters are actually doing. Because the fact that the daughter is a psychic really ruins everything because. Well, then she basically knows everything, so there's all of these weird scenarios where you think, well, why didn't she do this when she already knew that? You're just gonna ruin the entire experience if you think like that, I think.
Yeah, I mean the funniest thing about that is she's project or experiment 007. It's
Yeah, definitely a play on Bomb Man and all of the other callbacks we
Yeah,
have.
I mean it's full of if you watched James Bond and any spy movies, you probably find a lot of or L.A. Noir stuff. You probably find a lot you enjoy in this show.
Yeah, because the environment is like ripped straight out of Hercule Poirot's interwar era. I mean, the clothing, the cars, the architecture. It should be Britain, but it isn't Britain. So I don't really get that, but I mean, it pretends to be
Yeah.
Britain. The only thing that sticks really out is Anya's weird hair horns, I guess.
Yeah,
That's the only
and
thing artistically that really sticks out.
also the American school bus.
Yeah,
I mean,
that
well,
too, because that is puzzling. Why isn't this a boarding school? The children should be living at the school.
some are. There were dorms there, but.
Yes, but this should be a prestigious boarding school with uniform. Yes, all of that, and then.
Yeah.
But obviously, you can't do that when we have the whole family aspect, because we need that family time.
Yeah, and it's the family time that at least up until now has given me the most enjoyment of the show. I think the school parts have been kind of not so fun, but I'm thinking about the one thing that stands out in the school is the punching, how she looks the other way to see if the teachers are watching.
Yeah, she's
I mean it's pretty great and but I think it needs more built
she picked
time
up on the
to.
no witnesses thing way too quickly. She should just have denied it, kept denying it.
Yeah.
So yeah, no witnesses, no law. And she really puts a lot of weight into that punch as well, so.
I think Mike Tyson would be proud of that.
Yeah. But why does like the perceived bad guy who's probably not going to be a bad guy for very long, why does he have to have henchmen? He's like Draco
Yeah.
Malfoy strutting around with Crabbe
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Goyle. It's like stupid.
I completely got that too.
So are
I don't
these
know.
like friends of the family that are a little less rich? That
It's
they maybe
probably
they
his
grew up
business
together or
partner.
something? Yeah, that's stupid.
Yeah. I mean, it's probably just for comedic reasons. later down the line we'll have them fix potions in the bathroom or something
Yeah.
with cat hair.
Hopefully they're gone by then. The two cronies, at least.
Yeah.
It was funny though. Well, them thinking of all those insults and Anya just hearing them all, getting more and more
Yeah.
distressed, the more insults they w came up with.
I mean, it's just so funny to, or interesting to kind of hear everyone's thoughts and kind of have this driving force that fuels the wave to yeah, to just to build up the tension and release everything.
Yeah, definitely. And what did you think about the only friend that she made, Becky, or whatever she was called?
Yeah, rich girl. I think kind of funny how she was apologizing, blocking her all the time.
I think that's like a secondary way you could probably get into the same circles. Because apparently she's super rich as well. But what I found weird is that with Lloyd's paranoia mind, he perceived the Becky as a possible agent as well, a plant to sabotage his mission. And if he's that attuned to things that could sabotage his mission, how hasn't he realized that his wife is an assassin? That is, I don't get that.
I mean, even the scene in the castle when she falls over and breaks her heel in the fight,
It's
and that
the
fight is great.
yeah, it's the
It's
Rockley drunken master arch. Yeah, and also in the one of the iconic scenes when he grabs that hand grenade pin and puts it on her finger. They were fighting in that scene too. How doesn't he realize that she's more than an office worker?
I mean, I got a little Bonnie and Clyde vibe of that.
Yeah, you might be right, but that's not gonna end well, right?
No, they that didn't end well, no.
So yeah, apart from that, I think what is really great, or what they focused a lot of time on, is Anya's expressions, and I think that is what makes most of this anime. Anya's expressions to everything. They're almost Looney Tunes level.
Yeah,
It's not
I
quite
mean,
there, but yeah.
the animation in the show is generally just top notch. I mean, it's probably unbeaten this season, at least. It's Viz Studios and CloverWorks that's
Yeah, it's
collaborating, so.
but you say that, but then there's the school photo and there's no faces on it.
Yeah, you also have
So
this.
I don't know because we've seen the entire class, so why don't you have faces on there? What's the point? That just seemed a little lazy, I think.
No, I think they just want to highlight Lloyd and
Yeah,
yours.
but with Anya's pink hair, it's unavoidable to see them, I think, so.
Yeah. I mean, even the best shows have downfalls. I mean, the if you're gonna talk about some bad animation, you would have the omelette he's cooking at home. Doesn't look kind of appetizing. I mean, usually food in anime is one of the best things.
Yeah, is
It
it
just
though?
looks
Or is
okay.
that just something Ghibli did, and a couple others, and then that's what we've highlighted.
It might be, but I always enjoy watching food in at least isekais. Yeah.
I mean, Eurocamp had some amazing cooking scenes. And it's not even
Yes.
about cooking. Although camping and cooking is quite an.
It goes hand in hand,
Yeah,
I
I
think.
guess.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I don't think there was at any point any doubt that Anya was gonna get into the school. So the next obstacle is to get these 8 gold stars for getting the, I think it's to get the best grade in the class in 8 different subjects.
Yeah, and
And
sports.
yeah, and since Anya isn't really that smart academically, she just cheats and reads the minds of everyone around her to get the answer. I don't think that's gonna work.
No, I think that they'll have to go to plan B again to make Damien, yeah.
Yes, I think that's gonna work because he seems quite infatuated.
But then again, you have to bring the telepathy thing into mind.
Yeah, I think
You can
what's
wait along.
I think what's gonna happen is that he's gonna be a tsundere for a while, and Lloyd is gonna think, well, this isn't working, so we have to gonna think of plan B or another way, but then that path is gonna reveal itself in the end because it was always open.
Yeah.
So
I
yeah,
mean, probably
she's gonna
some.
be invited to his birthday or something, like a hidden note or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also probably bring the brother into it or some way. I don't know. It's it's kind of unclear. I haven't read the manga, so one of the few ones I haven't read.
Yeah, that's a blind spot a lot of people have. The brother and Lloyd, they don't see what Yor really is.
Yeah, and
Although it's
I
very
probably have
obvious.
to. Yeah, it's. I mean the blood thing, flashback from his childhood. It's. I mean, how do you not get it?
It's a dead giveaway, yeah.
Yeah. But then again, Yor forgot to tell him for a year that she was married. She kind of alludes to.
Yeah, but
And
she
that's
didn't
okay.
though.
No,
She
no, no, no.
forgot she forgot
Yeah.
for a couple of weeks probably, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think the introduction of that character was what's the thing that turned the show into from a 9 to a 10 for me, because
Oh, okay.
I mean, I just really enjoyed it because I don't really like this sister loving character usually in the shows, but this show made it quite work. And I can't really tell why. It's just yeah.
Yeah, he's like this Hans Landa level hunter of spies, apparently. But when it comes to his sister, he's totally blind. So, I mean, you alluded to it, but where do you think this is gonna end? Because at some point, the mission will be over. So, is it goodbye, Anya? Is it goodbye, Yor? Do they go their separate ways?
It's who I have they have to I think it's a double core or something, so 24 episodes or 12.
Yes, so at some point, because this Desmond guy we're spying on, he can't be the top dog. He's just somewhere in the ministry, probably.
Yeah.
So there's someone above that that we're gonna have to spy on afterwards.
Yeah, of course.
So then Anya is no longer required.
I think it's hard to remove Anya from the show. Where's the family coming in then?
Yeah, they're not gonna remove her, but they're gonna do something stupid. There's going to be
Yeah.
a point where he's gonna try to get rid of Anya. And then, because that's gonna play into the fact that he's gonna realize that no, he can't do that because if he has a, well, he cares for her now.
Yeah.
So it's gonna play into the inevitable acceptance of Anya being his daughter. And I don't know if they're gonna like if he's gonna reject her 3 times like Peter did to Jesus. Is he gonna do like a Joel from The Last of Us, where he's gonna say, "You are not my daughter," before doing in 180 and saying, calling her his baby girl. Is that gonna happen? I think it's more like a Joel thing.
Yeah, obviously. It's
He's gonna reject her, and she's gonna get into danger, and he's gonna jump through the fire and flames to save her.
I mean, it's probably a foreshadowing when he saves her in the first episode from the bad guys, and she comes running back home, and he takes her back.
Yeah, but
It's probably.
he always has this layer of I guess abstraction he can hide behind. It's like, oh, it's for the mission. Oh, I have to kiss your for the mission. I have to make sure Anya is happy for the mission. While Yor doesn't have that layer, because he really thinks, oh, this is a family I am intruding on, and I'm developing feelings for this girl, and I want to, yeah, I want to become her mother. So she doesn't have that degree of separation.
No. I mean, it's well, yeah.
So yeah,
Kind of thoughtfully, yeah.
Yor is much more honest than Lloyd is, I guess, is what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
And she's gonna be in Anya's corner when the drama breaks out.
So where do you think this is gonna end on, like really long out? You think
I don't think they want to continue this lifestyle. They probably want to or maybe Anya has this thing for spies, right? So maybe she wants to be a spy one day. I was
So he
thinking
will
they
be
were
her
gonna
HQ,
retire
yeah.
to a farm one day, but maybe they all want to be in the spy business.
Yeah, I mean it could be the training up to be a spy and assassin.
Yeah, I think they're gonna leave the assassin part out, but yeah, the spy part, most likely.
Yeah.
So yeah, speaking of plot holes, I saw like a bunch of scenarios where Lloyd could have just kidnapped Donovan Desmond's
Desmond.
son or whatever and then gotten to him that way. It's like the options are there. It can't be that
Yeah.
hard to get to where he needed to be for this mission that required him to get both a wife and a child.
I think he kind of alludes to it. He can't assassinate this Desmond Donovan because they need to figure out what's going on from behind or from the. I mean, what they're really trying to say is there's someone above him that's
Yeah,
pulling the
I mean,
strings, and you need to get to him to get to. And this guy in this security service, the boss of Yuri, kind of looks like a shady person also.
a puppet master, definitely. But yeah, I agree. It doesn't make sense to focus that much on things that don't make sense because the anime doesn't take itself that seriously. I mean, if someone professes to be the greatest detective in the world, of course we're going to scrutinize everything he does. I mean, just look at L, he got himself killed.
Yeah.
But this anime doesn't do that, so we don't have to scrutinize it that hard, I guess.
No. I mean, all the others are telling us that Twilight is the best ever. And even the police is trying to uncover some tracks for him, so.
Was Twilight the buyer of the information that Yor's co-worker sold?
I think so.
Because his face was obscure, but obviously they should have shown
Yeah,
his
but
face, and it should have shown that obviously it was masked or something.
yeah, I mean it does. I mean it's animation, but it does great face masks here, so
So yeah.
But not for the informant. He couldn't be Twilight's wife.
No, obviously not. So what do you think about the music? The opening, the
I mean,
ending?
the opening kind of grew on me, and the ED was kind of relaxing and kind of thoughtful. You just watched the show and yeah, you had great fun, and now you're just sitting relaxing. Great music work.
Well, I skipped it for the most part, both of them, so I probably weren't fantastic, any of them, but I guess they were manageable.
As you
But
always do.
I skip a lot of openings, so it's really not it's really not saying that it's bad or good from me
No.
skipping it.
It wasn't 10 out of 10, but pretty good. I don't see what else they could have done, really.
No, it must be hard trying to come up with like a creative opening that's no one's done before. It's like, okay, are we gonna
Yeah.
rip off this, or are we gonna go in
I
this
mean,
completely new direction?
if you could do a Baccano opening in this one, it would be incredible.
Yeah. Or Cowboy Bebop, maybe,
Yeah, like a
like a
jazz
jazz.
thing.
Yes,
Yeah.
absolutely.
I mean, we're kind of on point here. Yeah. Probably the only thing we're on point on.
So yeah, you alluded to your score. Want to repeat that?
Yeah, 9.5. I mean,
9.5, okay.
ten is kind of reserved for Hunter Hunter and Megalobox.
Okay.
Parasite, yeah. This one almost. I mean, it's not done, so I can't really say it, so.
Wait, Parasite is a 10 out of 10?
In my book.
Shinichi. Are you really Shinichi? Interesting. Okay. I think it's probably like a weak 8 for me. That's pretty good on my scale, I think.
Yeah,
I
your
think.
scale is kind of weird, so.
Yeah, well, it's a normal scale, because in normal scales, 5 is the most common, and then it becomes rarer the farther away from 5 you get.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I'm
That's how
completely
it
agreeing, bro.
actually should work, I think. Or you have to have a uniform distribution where you have, or whatever distribution you have, it's very rare that you actually get to the 9 and 10.
Give me ten shows. Do you have any?
Yeah, I think I have Hunter Hunter, I have Sangatsu no Lion, and what is one more? I probably put Clannad After Story, but that's like 15 years
Yeah.
ago or something. I watched that, so
I
probably
mean,
not anymore, but
Sangatsu is.
I'm not gonna retroactively bring it down because I thought it was great 10 years ago.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna do that, so yeah. And
Yeah, I
Toradora
apologize.
was also a 10 out of 10 when I watched it, so yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think we actually covered this pretty well.
Yeah, I think we did a great comeback before we yeah. Before we started this scoring, yeah.
Yeah, any other plans of things you're gonna watch this season?
I mean, I'm watching a bunch of stuff.
Okay.
Probably because I have free time now, so. Yeah, I'm watching Kaguya-sama. I'm not watching Shield Hero. Because people saying it's pretty terrible.
I dropped
I don't
Shield
know.
Hero in the first season, so that's good.
Also watched Aoashi, this football.
Oh, the futsal anime? Or the other one?
No, football.
Okay.
It's yeah, it's pretty great. So if you want a sports show with lots of character building and not so much on the sports aspect,
Yeah.
it's pretty great. So yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna watch Summertime Render, I think, and that's probably gonna be it for this season because I have a lot of else other things to catch up on. And I'll probably not catch up on them, but I'll try to watch Summertime Render. And I'm gonna
Yeah,
watch Spy and Family.
55 episodes on Summertime Render. We
And
probably do an episode about that.
oh, okay. Yeah, that works for
If
me.
you're gonna watch it,
Yeah,
if you're
yeah.
gonna watch it, because it looks pretty interesting, so.
You sure? Well, all right then. The usual, follow
Yeah,
us.
you can follow us on the Casual Anime Pod on Twitter, and Casual Anime Podcast is the name of the podcast. We don't do episodes so regularly, so catch us when you have the chance.
We're gonna appear suddenly. Okay. Until
Yes.
next time. Thank you.
Goodbye.